fighter in Shas, room of a common of Nun Zion, picking up on Nun Vav Mabez by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6 lines up, last one on the line, Itmar. Itmar. Shomer Aveda, let's say someone who is watching over a lost object. Zokt Rashi, Vosdos. That means Hichnas Avedas Chaveru Lebeso, Kedersiv, Safto, Toch Besha. He takes in the Avodah into his house. Rab Omer Keshomer Chinam Dami, he takes on the status of a Shomer Chinam. Therefore, he's going to be Chayiv only for things that he is Posheya. Rab Yosef Omer Keshomer Sacher Dami. No, he is a din of a Shomer Sacher, which means that he's Chayiv even when he's not Posheya. Let's break down each opinion. Rab Omer Keshomer Chinam Dami. Why is that? Because my Hana Kamatile, what Hana is he getting by watching it over here? Right? Someone who's getting paid for it. He's gaining from it, but this guy's not getting anything, so why should he be anything more than that? That is, as Rashi says, that we know, Osik b'mitzvah pater min a mitzvah, mi b'lechtech avaderech, nafka l'mesechus sukkah, and daf chafei. So the fact that he doesn't have to be dealing with that, right, so therefore it's a keshomer sachar. Says the Gemara, another reason for Rav Yosef, Ikad Mefar Shehachi, Rav Yosef Amar Kishomer Sacher Dami. Why is it Kishomer Sacher? Kevin Drachmana Shabde Balkorche. Since there was Meshabed, Mechayiv him to go in to watch it against his will, Balkorche, Hilkach Kishomer Sacher Dami, therefore is considered like a Shomer Sacher. Okay, now we're going to have a little ping pong game over here where we're going to have Rabbah, Rav Yosef coming against each other, trying to figure out what's the pshat. The Eisvei Rav Yosef le Rabbah. So Rav Yosef, who says it's a Kashomer Sacher, says a Kashon Rabbah, who says it's like a Shomer Chinam. Beep, turn the page. Nun Zayin Aleph. Hechzir lemakom shirena. Let's say the guy who finds it, he goes and returns it to a place where the owner is going to be able to see where he puts it. It says Rashi, that means la'aved lemakom shirena ba'aleh, where the owner is going to see it. Einu chayev letapel ba. Once he does that, he's no longer chayev to go ahead and to deal with it anymore. Whatever happens to it now, he is off the hook. Nignavo avda chayev b'chiyusa. If it's stolen or it gets lost, so then he's going to be chayev to return it. So now, that's a bit of a problem. So the Gemara is going to explain how exactly does that work together. My nignavo avda, what does it mean when it says if it's stolen or if it's lost? Lav nignavo mibeso avda mibeso. Doesn't it mean that it was stolen or was lost from the guy's house when it found it from his house? And then, if that's the case, then it must be that it comes out, come to chois, that is considered like a shomer sacher, because that person's chayav for geneva v'aveda. Oh, what you can do to that rabbah, who says it's like shomer chinam? Lo, mimakom shechzir, what it means is from the place that he returned it to. Because now it's considered pshia when you go and you leave it in a place like that, and if it gets taken, he's going to be chayav. But it says straight up that you don't have to deal with that anymore. Amar lei, so Rabbi says back. Now, and what are we talking about when it says if it gets nignava or avda that is going to be chayev? He returned it during the afternoon. Vitarti katani. And the Rashi is coming to teach us two different things. First one is telling that he returned it in the morning to a place where the owner is going to be able to see it over there. Says Rashi, explaining what's going on over there, that is that Shriach Inish Bebeise, the person's in his house then. Aval B'tzorayim, Motzer B'malachto B'tzada, B'tzorayim, he's already out in the field. So, let's see again. Vachidani, Hechzir Shachas, Amakam Shir, Eno, Ushriach Da'oil, V'nafik V'chazilot. That's a place where, you know, he's normal to be coming in and out, and he's going to see it. Eno Chayav L'tapava, then he's off the hook, he doesn't have to deal with it anymore, it's on his purview anymore. Hechzir b'tzarayim l'makom shirenu. And then, let's say, if you returned it in the afternoon to a place where he's going to see it, the lo shirch da'ayel v'nafki lo chazile, it's where a place he's not normally coming back because he's in work. V'nigva oda, it gets stolen or it gets lost. Chay b'chirusa, then in such a case, he's going to be chayv, because that's going to be considered like pshia. So now, everybody is good and dandy and good to go. Now, Rav Yosef comes again. Attack on Rabbah. You say this because he's like a shomer chinam. Esavei comes and asks the kasha. The olam who chayev ad shechzirenu l'shuso, that the finder, the one who goes and finds it, he's going to be chayev for geneva and aveda until he returns it to the rishus. Rashi says rishus what of the bialim rishus al bialim ma'id la'olam. What does it mean when it says that he's always going to be? What's such a lashon? Rashi says hanicha motzi bebeisav katani chayev ma'id la'olam. Oh, let's read it. Ma'id la'olam lav afilu mibeiso. Doesn't it mean that he's going to be chayv even to get stolen from his own house? In other words, if I find the object and I take it, that means the olam, under all circumstances, and that is that even if If I leave it in my house where it's a makum shomer, shema minaka shomer sachar, then it must be considered like a shomer sachar who's going to be chayiv in such a circumstance for gneiv and avodah, but not a shomer chinam. What do you say to that, Rabbi? Amalei says back, modina lach mebali chayim. I agree with you when it comes to animals that the one who finds it is going to be chayiv for gneiv avodah. The kever the nakti lu nigra b'raisa. Since they the kevin the naktilu nigra baraisa, Rashi says kevin shira she melumedes hein lotzes. It's accustomed to going out, but in the tirusi yisertah you have to watch it more carefully. I feel avi shomechinam chayiv. Even if shomechinam is going to be chayiv, aval shomer aveda the metatle shomer. So we're watching a shomer of aveda, which is called metatlin. He's going to be pater migneiv of aveda nagrius psios. That means to take steps. So to give it the nakti lunigra baraisa, it takes steps to go outside often. Therefore, but you need to see a serta, you need to have an extra type of gardening over there. So you didn't knock me off. Let's try again. Eisvi Rabbi Rav Yosef. Oh, now we're flipping it. Rabbi's coming in Rav Yosef, who says that it's a shomer sachar. He says, really? I say it's a shomer chinam. You're saying it's a shomer sachar. Well, then we got yourself a problem. Vus is the problem you ask. I'm glad you asked. Hashav. The pasuk says, lo sir eshor achicha. Don't see the shore of your friend. Oh, esseo nidachem v'salamta mehem hoshev tishvim l'achicha. Don't see the ox of your brother or a sheep that are straying and hide for them. Return, you shall return them to your brother. Ainli el bebeso. I understand that he has to return it to the house of the owner. How do I know that I'm able to go and to return it even to his gina, to his garden, or l'churvasa, to his building that's been broken down? How do I know I'm allowed to go return it there? It says hashev tishivim. The double terminology means in any place that it's actually returned. In fact, the Gemara, so what does it mean, his gina or his churva? This is a destroyed building. If you think that what it means is that it's the garden that's guarded, or that it's his building that's secure, this destroyed building, then that's the same thing as turning to his house. Supposed to be talking about to these type of places that are not guarded. Must be considered like a shomer chinam, because the shomer sachar has to put it into a place that's going to be a lot more guarded. So what are you going to say to that, Rav Yosef? Must be that we're talking about that it's actually like a shomer chinam. Amalei says back to him, Le'olam le'ginasa mishtameres le'chavasa mishtameres. It means these two places that are actually guarded. The kakasha l'chayna basin. And we said, hey, but that's the same case of house. So like, what's the difference over here? Ha, kamash melon's coming to teach you, de'lobe'in and das bailim. We don't need the das of the owner when you go and return it. You let it. Put it in a place, even if he doesn't know that it's happening. Kid Rabbi Lazar, Dama Rabbi Lazar, Hakol Tzricham Das Bailam. Everything needs the das of the owners. You need their. They need to know what's going on. Chutz Mei Shavas Aveda, except for Shavas Aveda, Shari Ripsa Bo Torah Shavas Harbe, because the Torah included, by saying Teshivim, it included many different types of returning. So Rashi says, Hakol Tzricham Das Bailam, Gonev Vigozel O Echad Me Arba Shomrim Shech Ziru Tzarech Lo Dia Le Bailam. They're going to be chayev to make sure everything's going to be taken care of, except for Hashavas Aveda. Okay. So that is how Rav Yosef responds to this case. It says, no, we're talking about, you don't have a Ryan, whether we're talking about a Shomer. That's not a Ryan, that's a Shomer Chinam. Amalei Abayle Rav Yosef. We're coming again against Rav Yosef, who says that it is a Shomer Sachar. V'at lo tizba, the Shomer Aveda, ke Shomer Chinam dami. Come on, you don't say that it's like a Shomer Aveda? A shomer vida is like a shomer chinam. V'am Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, ha-toin tain is gana b'aveda. One who claims, who says, that there's an aveda that I had, but somebody came and they stole it from me, and really, he's the one who actually stole it himself. B'shalom t'shalom kefel, he has to go and pay kefel. So that comes out that what? That this guy who comes along and he's really, he goes and he steals it himself, he has to pay kefel. And this kumtachoy said what? That it must be this is a shomer chinam, because this din is talking about shomer chinam. Not only do you have to return, you have to be kefal. If you really think that this is person is considered a shomer sachar, my mishalom tashlum kefal, why would he pay tashlum kefal? Karka ba'i shalume. What does that mean? That means that if it would really be such a case that it was stolen from him, he's chayim geneva v'aveda, and therefore he'd have to pay immediately. This kenas of being kefal is only to a shomer chinam who is going to be potter if it would be stolen. Or something of the sort. So therefore, you can't say that it applies to a shomer sachar, Because if he's going to say that it was stolen, he has to. He's not putter. He's going to have to go and pay up straight away that amount that he claims was stolen in itself. So if Yochanan says that somebody watches this object and he's going to pay kefil, that's a raya that it must be it's a shomer chinam. What you going to say to that, Rav Yosef? Amarlei, Rav Yosef says back. Is this Hachamai Skinan? What are we talking about over here? Kegon Chitoin Tainus Lista Mizuyan. It's talking about Ganovim that are armed. Rashi says, Gana Mizuyan, Notalimene, Bechazaka, the Kapata, Nafshe, Betainus Ones. In such a case, it's called Ones, and therefore he would taka be off the hook, he'd be Pater in such a case, and therefore we could even say we're talking about in this case would be a Shomer Sachar. He wouldn't have to pay immediately, so it could be applying to him as well, this din. Armor Lace is back to him. Nice try, my friend. List him as in Gazlanu. If it's armed robbers, that's called a Gazlan. And a Gazlan, Kefal doesn't apply by a Gazlan. It's not by a Ganef. Rashi says, Betainus Ones, Pater Nafshe, Vekefal, Betoin, Tainus Ganef, Udakasa Berachamana. Vegonev me base each. That's when you have Kefal. Here, there is nothing like that. So Armor Lace is back to him. Shiny, Al Shani Omer. We're okay. Because I say, listen, Mizun, Kevin de Mitmar, Meinche. Since these armed robbers, they hide from people, ganavu, it's considered like a ganav. Rashi says, Mashalim, Kefil, Vechina potatsim, Matanis listem, Mazuyan, Linyan, Chiv, Lo Mechayev, Shomer Sacher, Alea, Im, Emes, Ito, Deha, Onis, because it's considered like an onus over here. So both are still alive and kicking. Ace Ve, now all this is built upon the fact that he's saying Lustem Mazuyan is considered like a ganav. But what if it isn't? Beep, turn the page. Nun Zayin, Amud, Beis. Lo imamarnt b'shomer chinam. Now hold on, no. Imamarnt b'shomer chinam. If you want to say that this chumra applies to a shomer chinam, that he has to pay kefil, then shekem b'sham to shomer kefil. Okay, we're going to take a step back. Tosfos explains what's going on over here. We're talking about a case of something known as Shlichus Yad. And that is a person goes ahead and they're watching something, even a Shomer Chinam, and he goes ahead and he goes and uses the things himself, the object where he's not supposed to go and use it. Then he becomes Chayiv, even if something is an Ones. Right? So we say this is both by a case of a Shomer Chinam and by a Shomer Sachar. So, really... As we see as follows. Im amud b'shomer chinam, he said this applies to shomer chinam. Shekem b'shomer tishlumei kefil, he would also pay tishlumei kefil. Another chumrah, tomer b'shomer sachar, are you going to say also b'shomer sachar? She'enu b'shalem tishlumei kefil, who doesn't pay, doesn't end up paying over there tishlumei kefil. And so the Brisa is saying that the shomer sachar does not have to pay it when it comes to some sort of gnevra aveda. In the case where he says list of mizuyin. So how are we dealing with this? So he says, so it must be that it's taka not true the list of mizuyin are considered like they are ganav. So Amar Leis is back to Mahakamar. That's what it means to say. Lo. If you want to say this chumrah of shomer chinam, that a shomer chinam who uses the stuff of shlichus yad is chayiv even by ones, shekem shamet shomer kefil b'chol ta'anosav, who also has this chumrah that he has to pay a kefil for all of his chol ta'anosav, any type of claim that he makes that's of theft of stealing, which is not true. Says Rashi, klomer chol ta'anos sha'al yedei ganav bein mezuyin bein she'ena mezuyin da shomer chinam patur b'ginev aveda. Hilkach kishenimsa shakron mishalim kefil. He's going to pay kefil. Tomer mishalim sachar. You're going to say by shomer sachar she'enu mishalim tishlum kefil. He doesn't pay tishlum kefil. Ella b'toyin tainus listem mizuyin. Except for in a case where he is toyin tainus listem mizuyin, where they're armed robbers. Oh, but wait, folks. We are not done. We're coming again. Nice try. He salvaged himself over here, but we're coming again against a Rav Yosef who's saying that a listem mizuyin are considered a ganav and a gazan esve v'nishbar omes. We say if someone goes and borrows an animal, the Torah tells us if let's say you go and you borrow an animal, and he's going to be chayiv even for an accident that's considered ones, right? It breaks a leg or it dies, right? So v'nishbar omes, he's going to have to pay. Ainly ella shavur omesa. I only know that someone who borrows who's a shoel, he's going to be chayiv when it gets a broken bone. Or, something breaks or he dies. Geneva vidim. And how do I know if it gets stolen or if it's lost. Amarta kavachomer. We learn kavachomer. Ma shomer sachar shapater bo shvur meisal shomer sachar. Somebody gets paid. He's going to be potter if it breaks its leg or if it dies. Chayving nevaveda. It's chayving nevaveda. That's in shol shachayv shvur meisal. Eno din shachayving give nevaveda. Vezel kavachomer she'en alav tshuva. And this is a kavachomer that you can't knock off. Now, these are going to listen to Mizuyin Ganav. Who are you going to say that's called a Ganav? Am I in a love tshuva? Why is there no tshuva response? Why is there no response? Ikal Mifrik, you can knock off by saying, Ma'ala Shomer Sachar, Shakin, Mishalim, Tashlomi Kifa, Batorin, Tanis, Lista, Mizuyin. And when it comes to the idea of a Shoel, he doesn't pay Kifa, Bechalal. So the fact that you didn't do that must mean that it's actually not considered a Ganav, and there's no Kifa over there. So what would you say that Lista, Mizuyin is considered like a Ganav? Amalei says back, Kasavar Haitana, no, the Tana of this Brisa, he says that it doesn't actually knock off the Kal V'chomer. Why? Because Karna below Shavua, somebody has to pay the Karen, the principal amount, below Shavua, and even if he doesn't make a Shavua Shav, and doesn't lie, Adifa Mikfela B'Shavua, that's greater than the chumra of someone who has to pay kefil only after he sweared falsely and there aid them over there that knocked him off. Entonces, there's no problem over here. Therefore, it stands that it could still be that it's considered like a ganav. Says the Gemara Lema Messiah Lay. Let's go bring a riot to Rav Yosef, actually, that he says that a list of Mizuyin are considered ganavim. Lema Messiah Lay. Hasu Chabar Mechav Vinegavar, let's say someone goes and he rents a cow from his friend, and then what happens? Vinegavar gets stolen. Va'amar, Halah, and the one who's lent it, who rented it to him, says, Harina Mishalim Ve'enu Nishba. He said, I'm going to pay and not swear. I'm sorry, the one who rented. V'amar Allah, Harini says, I'm going to pay, I'm not going to swear. V'achach nifza ganav, after does he find the ganav? Mishalim tashlami kefil l'socher. The ganav is to pay kefil to the renter. Since the guy already paid, as Rashi says right now, the kiva the shilim nimtzis a ganav shalom, the ganav becomes his, and therefore the one who stole it is going to pay it to him. Now, Savruak Rabbi Yehuda Damar, they thought, this is the ones who are trying to bring this right over here, they thought that this price is going with Rabbi Yehuda, who says, socher kenusi socher dami. A renter is like someone who gets paid to watch something. Umidigatani, since it says, v'amar arini mishalim v'inu nishba, the renter said, I'm going to pay and not swear. Mechlal de'i bai, if he wanted, it implies that if he wanted, he got to pater himself, pater nafsh, pater li nafshe, b'shvua, with a shvua, with just making a swear. Hechidami. Now, what exactly is the case over here that a renter is considered like a shomer sachar, can get himself out where it was stolen? Kigon to katani tanis lisa mizuyin, when he says, yeah, I got stolen by armed robbers, v'katani, and it still said, v'achagach nimsa ganav b'shalim tashlomi kefil l'socher. Shema minah, lisa mizuyin, ganav hu, lisa mizuyin, is taka a ganav. Oh, very stark. Now the Gemara says, no. Amri, mi savit Rabbi Yehuda? What do you want to think, that this town is going like Rabbi Yehuda? Damar socher kenos yasachar dami. Damar Rabbi Meir's here, the Meir is like Rabbi Meir. Damar socher kishom echinim dami. And if that's the case, and this price is talking about theft by what? Even if it's not armed. And then for sure you're going to have to go and pay a kefil in such a case. So it says the Gemara. Iboy Yisema, you could say the Taka, you know what? They do go like Rabbi Yehuda. And still it's not a good raya. Because Iboy Yisema, kidamachlif rabba baravu avatani. Socher, ketzad mishalim. Maybe we really flipped the shtickles over here, like Rabbi Baravua, that he taught the price like this. Socher, kids of Michelle, how does the renter go and pay? Meaning, what does he have to pay? What was he going to be chai for? Rabbi Meir, Omer, Kishomer Sachar, is considered like a Shomer Sachar. A renter is like a Shomer Sachar. Rabbi Huda, Omer, Kishomer Chinam, is considered like a Shomer Chinam. So according to this over here, the raya can be knocked out by just saying this price goes and goes to Rabbi Huda, just like we knocked it out when we said it was Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Zeir Amar, he says, even if it's considered like a Shomer Sachar, Hachaba Mayaskina, what are we dealing with over here? Betoin Tainus List of Mizuyin. We're talking about a case where he said it was armed robbers, right? Which could mean that he's off the hook. Venimsa Listim Shaina Mizuyin, but it turns out later that it's actually Aina Mizuyin, in which case now he's going to have to go and pay Kefel. Wow, we were. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.